ticket? You have a ticket? Oh, you gave me a whole bunch.
It's a clear sunny morning as bus driver John Pennington collects tickets near his rig. Today he's taking a group of tourists up to the Maroon Bells scenic area.
We're not full, so we can't take off until we're full. I mean, until it's time. So I'm going to get ready to go, and it looks like a pretty good group.
Pennington is a retired science teacher. On the bus ride up, his explanation is part history, part geology.
There's the false summit, and in 3 seconds' time, on the right, there is North Maroon Peak. Just to the left of it is Maroon Peak. They are both over 14,000 feet in elevation.
The group gets off the bus, some heading to an iconic spot overlooking Maroon Lake with the majestic peaks, the Bells, as a backdrop. It's one of the most photographed spots in the state. Lynette Marcus is here from Seattle with her 8-year-old son, Noah.
I see the Bells. I think they're spectacular.
I kind of see the Bells. Just covered by some snow. Thought it was going to be like a bell.
Nearby, Steve Peterson from Des Moines, Iowa, has his camera out.
That's just the best picture you could imagine. I mean, it's such a photogenic spot.
The wilderness value is about solitude and having that quiet spot.
Martha Moran manages wilderness, trails, and visitor information for the Maroon Bells Snowmass Wilderness. The 1964 Wilderness Act describes wilderness as an area where the earth and its community of life are untrammeled by man, and where man himself is a visitor who does not remain. As visitors flock to these wild places, Moran says their ecological integrity is being compromised.
You know, when you consider that 1964 Wilderness Act, and supporting this area as a resource that people love, it's really key that we need to ensure the effects of these human activities do not dominate the natural processes and natural conditions.
Not far from the Maroon Bells is Conundrum Hot Springs, also in the wilderness area. Here, visitors are loving the place to death. 3,000 people each summer hike several miles to the springs and leave their garbage along the way.
Their toilet paper, bullet shells, clothing, towels, food, knives, fireworks, light bulbs. I mean, that's just some of the stuff they just pulled out.
It's one of four hot spots that see high visitation every summer, and the numbers are growing.
We're seeing record numbers, whether it is up Maroon Bells Scenic Area, our wilderness trails for our registrations, our campgrounds are even real full.
Even the buses, operated by the Roaring Fork Transportation Authority, are gaining popularity. It's a fine balance because the Forest Service wants people to be excited about wilderness, but Moran says respect for nature must be part of the equation.
It's like, this is wilderness. How can we educate you that this is a very special area that Congress set aside where man's impact should not be present. And so that's one of our biggest challenges.
She says the Forest Service may consider new rules in the future, like reservation-only camping at Conundrum. Population growth and heavy use is a challenge for all of the nation's 700-plus wilderness areas. But Scott Miller with the Wilderness Society says wilderness is more important than ever because people need to unplug.
I think as populations grow and the West becomes more urbanized, folks really desire the solitude and natural surroundings of wilderness more than ever.
He says wilderness designations are needed to satisfy the growing number of people. Right now, more than 24 bills are stalled in Congress that aim to add to the nation's wilderness preservation system. 3 would bring protections to areas in Colorado. Still, Miller says the pool of potential wilderness is shrinking.
And if you look at the areas that folks were trying to protect 50 years ago, some of those have been protected and many of those areas have been whittled down. So, you know, I'm afraid that will continue to happen, but that's why efforts to protect what we have left remain important.
Back at the Maroon Bells Scenic Area, Hayes and Jackie Bush are celebrating 70 years of marriage. They live in Denver.
When we first moved to Colorado, we wanted to go to all the resorts on our anniversary, and Aspen was the first one. and I haven't been since, and it doesn't look like the same place.
Still, they say the view is unmatched. The couple slowly heads back to the bus, enjoying their last moments of solitude in one of the most visited wilderness areas in Colorado. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.